Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 20th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chaf Mishnah Beis. Chemes Chalil and Torah Min HaMedras. If you have a musical instrument that is made out of leather, so it's Tahar from Tumas Medras, because you don't sit down or lie down on a musical instrument. Arevas Pisonos, a bowl that they would carry dirt and rocks and construction material with, is Beishame Yom HaMedras. Beishame says it can become Tamei Tumas Medras because people working out in a construction site, sometimes when they have these big kelim, we'll use them to sit down on when they're taking the lunch break or whatever. Basil says, no, it can only become Tamei Tumas Meis because it has a base kibble, but it's not Tamei Tumas Medras. If you have a kneading bowl that's between two that can hold between two log and nine kav, shenistika Tamei Medras, if it cracks, it can still become Tamei through Tumas Medras, because if it cracks, you wouldn't use it for kneading dough anymore. So you wouldn't throw it out because it could still function as a chair, as a makeshift seat. If you left it out in the rain and and it swelled up a little from the rain, so now it's not cracked anymore. So now it's a proper base kibble and it's tamei tumas meis, but it's not tamei tumas medras because no one would sit on it anymore. But if you left it out in the hate and it and it got cracked, and therefore the crack came back, right, and cannot hold anything anymore, then mekabel smidrus, then it goes back to being mekabel tumas smidrus. Zechomer bishari kli eitz mibitchilasan. This is a certain chomer that we have about broken wooden kelim, more so than the original kli, the original areva, the original bowl, the kneading bowl is not subject to Tumas Medras because no one would sit on it. But once it breaks, then it is subject to Tumas Medras because now people might sit on it. And another example, V'chomer b'sherei kli netzarim mibitchilasan. Sometimes you have a broken piece of certain kli netzarim that are treated more chamor than the original kli before it was broken. Shemitchilasam en mekam tuma ad sheis chasmu, that if you have these kelim made out of wicker, they don't become tamei until you finish making the rim of the kli, because that's when we consider it to be a gemar kli nischasimu. But once you finish that gemar kli, afal pisha nashrus of sosehen, even if the rim falls out, even if it falls away, kol shein, as long as there's something left of it, tamei, and it's still going to become tamei. So it's ironic because when it starts out until it's absolutely finished, until every last detail of the rim is finished, it's not makabel tuma. But once it got to that point where the rim was finished and now it breaks and it's breaking down, but as long as anything is left of it, it still remains tamei. We don't say that it goes back to being tahar. Mishnah Gimel. So says the Mishnah, the following things are items that makal shaso beis yad lekardom. If you have a stick that was a handle for an axe, so you take a broomstick and you have an axe blade and you don't have a handle for it, so you take a broomstick or something and you stick it in to the axe. Chibur l'tuma b'shas melacha is considered to be part of the axe when you're actually working with the axe, but when you're not working with the axe, it's an independent entity. Odiyostar is considered to be connected to something when you're working with it. What is a diyostar? It's a type of metal thing which they would use when they would make thread. So it had this a wooden piece with two holes in it, and metal rods went into those holes, and they would spin the threads through and turn it into a thread. So a diyostar is chibul. It's connected to the wooden piece when it's doing its malacha. Kavo beklonos, if you put the diostar into a wooden post in order to hold it up, then tamei. Then if one part of the diostar becomes tamei, the whole thing becomes tamei. Ve'inu chibrelo, but it's not considered to be connected to the diostar, meaning it doesn't. It just holds it in place, so it's not considered to be a yad of the diostar. It's just something that holds holds it in place, which cannot become tame. So even if the diyoster becomes tame, the post itself will not become tame. Also, bo diyoster, if a person made this post into a diyoster, meaning he made holes in the post and then it became part of the, you know, put the metal pieces through it, so now it's no longer just supporting, now it's actually part of the diyoster, saying tame elitzarko. Only the part of the post that's needed to make it a functional diyoster is going to become tame. The rest of it is just considered to be a post like it was before. Kisei shekvo beklonos. If you have a chair that was attached to a wooden post, tame. The chair can become tame from tumas medrash because that's what it could be used for. Ve'enu chibrolo. But the chair is not considered to be connected to the post with regard to hilchos tuma. So the post is a pshute kliyet and it can't become tame. And we don't view it as a yad to the chair because it doesn't make the chair more functional. It just sort of holds it up. Also bokise, but if you made a seat in the post itself, meaning you just cut out a seat in the post itself, ein tamei l'makomo, that part of the post becomes subject to tumah, but the rest of it is still just a pshute kliyet. Kavo b'kodesh beis habad, if you attach a chair to a beam of a beis habad, of an olive press, tamei, then the chair can become tamei through tumas medrus. Even though you wouldn't use it as a seat, because then you wouldn't be able to use the olive press, but it is a chair, so as a chair, it can become tamei tumas medrus. Ve'enu chibulo, but it's not considered connected to the beam of the olive press, so and the beam is a pshute kliyet, cannot become tamei. Also barosh akise, but if you made a chair at the top of the beam, meaning from the beam itself, tahar, then the whole beam, even the chair part, is tahar, mnesha omlo, because people say to someone who would want to sit in that chair, Avod v'nasas melachteinu, get off that chair, we got to do work, we got to use the olive press. So since it would never be used, and people would object to it being used as a chair, therefore it's not mekabel tumas medrash. So to review what we learned today, in Parachaf, Mishnah Beis, we spoke about a type of musical instrument, and we spoke about a type of bowl, and we spoke about a large, another type of bowl, large kneading bowl, and we gave a couple of examples of kelim where the broken kli is more chamor than the kli before it broke. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we discuss kelim that cannot become tamei that are attached to kelim that can become tamei. Basically, pshute kliyets that are attached to different types of medrash. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parachav, Mishnah Dalet.